Hey, beautiful people. My name's Taylor, also known as Priceless Tay.
And I'm your co-host, Tania Rosario.
We want to welcome you back to What the
Finance! What's up, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of WTF, your favorite money podcast. I am your co-host, Teria Ozarian, financial activist in Canada. I love sharing daily money tips on Instagram, so you can follow me there at Teria Ozarian. And I love sharing also on TikTok at Teria the Accountant, Teria, T-E-D-I-A. So let's get rolling. Today, WTF, what is Wall Street Bets and what's in it for you? So if you've been living under a rock, some things have been happening lately. So let's go ahead and talk about this to know exactly what's my position on this and if it's a good thing for you or not. So in January, we had a subreddit group. It's like a forum. If you don't know Reddit, it's a website where you can have a community and just share on different subjects ranging from relationship to, I don't know, fashion to finance, as you can tell, Wall Street Bets. So there's this group called Wall Street Bets, and in it, they talk obviously about money and investing. And they had this amazing, or not, idea to decide to target some companies, kind of make a movement on them to have an impact. So let me explain. So we had this company called GameStop. It's a boutique. It's a shop where they sell video games. As I'm not a gamer, but I understand that today, in today's world, you don't really need to go to a physical shop to buy a video game. You can actually apparently do it online. So the shop and the company itself has not been doing very well. So you have to understand one thing. On Reddit, sometimes there's a lot of gamers community too, so people are kind of attached to this company. They don't want to let it go. And then they found out, someone on this group found out that one or multiple hedge fund were speculative on the fact that that company was not gonna go well, and they had a lot of money betting on the fact that that company was not gonna go well. So they decided to make a movement where they're gonna buy that company a lot. So you have to understand one thing, is that in the stock market, the price moves because of the supply and demand. So supply is people who want to sell the stock, and demand is people who wants to buy the stock. If you have more people demanding to buy the stock, the price is going to go up. If you have more people demanding to sell the stock, the price is going to go down. But these people were all demanding to buy the stock, so they made it. The stock went up. The hedge fund had to sell their position because it's a shortage position. If you're not familiar with a shortage position, it's a trading type of strategy where you, instead of buying a stock, you sell it. And the uptake, it goes down. And when it goes down, you buy it again. So anyway, all of that just to say that they were in a shortage position. And normally in shortage position, when things don't go well, your broker has a margin call, which will tell you to sell your position. If it's really not going well, they're going to sell it. So you cannot wait until things go back to normal. You have to make an action now. And if you are in loss, you're in loss. As if at the stock market, if you have a long position, the regular position, if let's say you bought and it's not going well, you can still wait until it goes back up. But in the shortest position, when there's a margin call, you need to put money or you need to sell. So they sold their enormous position. So what happened is that in a shortest position, when you sell, you buy, like I just explained. So can you imagine that this hedge fund who had millions, billions invested in GameStop, when they decided to buy, it created a lot of demand. So the stock skyrocketed and people made a lot of money with GameStop. But the thing is that it was kind of arranged. It's not a normal situation in the stock market. So this is why you have to be careful. What's in it for you? So what's in it for you? Obviously, if you are someone who speculate, who is a trader and who knows what to do and what to enter and when to enter and stuff like that, and you know this was one opportunity out of millions and you decided to get in at the right time, get off at the right time, you probably made a lot of money in this 5 or 6 digits. Some people made literally 6 digits with GameStop with that situation. But the thing is that if you're a new investor, it becomes tricky. And what's in it for you? Hopefully nothing. Hopefully you don't see anything in that. Well, obviously, it all depends on your investor's profile. If you are a risk taker or not, if you are willing to put a bit of your money in a risky position, but not every penny of your money, you know what I mean? So it's important to know that when you're taking a risk, you have to evaluate how much of your portfolio you're going to make in that risk. Hopefully it's less than 1% or 2% that you're going to put in that situation. So I know some people who just put for fun $50 because that's what they're willing to put for risk. They did not put all their money, $5,000 in GameStop. No, don't do that, please. So if you're a new investor, you have to understand that this is not normal. So if you're a new investor and you made money in that, you might think, oh my God, like stock market is heaven, blah, 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 blah. But no, actually, it's not a normal situation. And you have to understand that it can mess up with your psychology of your relationship with trading and investing in the stock market. So you have to be careful because it can also become kind of an addiction. It's kind of a gambling rush when you're like, oh my God, this was so great, so fun, and you want that again. So you have to be, again, careful. And you also have to remember that it's taxed. The gains you made, like in GameStop, it's considered speculative trading. So if you made money in that and it was not in a registered account, it's taxed, and actually you should not make such a transaction in a registered account here in Canada. The registered account, tax-free accounts, they're not for trading. So be careful again on what you're doing. So guys, we are reaching 8 minutes now of the episodes. I want to keep it really short. So for me, I passed on all of these things. I realized that my investor's profile is medium risk and I have some risky position and I'm comfortable with that. If there's another opportunity, I'll look at it. If I think it's interesting for me personally, it's all personal. I might take a look at it. If not, I will pass. So that's it, guys. I hope you understood more clearly what happened and that you know the risk of investing in these types of situation, obviously, and that you're being careful out there, and also that you are making money with rational decisions. And so thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I'll see you guys next week on next week's episode, next Thursday. Again, I'm Teddy Rosarian. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's Teddy Rosarian, and on TikTok, it's Teddy at the Accountant, TEDIA. I will see you there. Bye, guys.
You've been listening to WTF, What the F*** Finance! with the one and only
Teddy Rosarian.
And last but not least, Taylor Price. Make sure to receive all of the updates on WTF by texting WTF to 424-226-5797. Message and rates may apply.